folks. Hey, we're back. And it is Thursday. Glad to be back here in the studios again today. Folks, this is your host. Who? It's Radio Strongman. Kim Wade coming to you live from WYAB 103.9 FM. Well, folks, it is Thursday. And, folks, we have a full complement of staff back. My producer is back in the studios after a 15-day hiatus, and he is here with us, looking spry, young, and fit, and foolish. We have to throw that in there. Of course, he didn't tell us the nature of his reason for being out for 15 days, but nonetheless, he's back here. Before he left, he had been under the on the hot coals for not being attentive to the Kim Wade Show callers and basically looked like he was going to sleep over there. As you know, well, I have to be guarded in my conversation because he really gets irritated when you say he has a drinking problem because he has no problem with drinking. He has a problem with access to alcohol on a continuous basis, okay? So even doing the show here, we had to reach a compromise in the last contract negotiation in which I demanded that he not be clinking the ice glass over there while I'm doing the show. So I guess the compromise was he's got the wild turkey and an IV drip. So that way he's constantly being resupplied with his 90-proof alcohol, whatever it is he's drinking over there. And but my concern here lately has been that it looked like he was falling asleep on the job. He swears up and down that he wasn't asleep. So I come in today after his 15-day hiatus, and it appears to me he has removed his eyelids to give the appearance that he's always alert. Looking weird as ass. He's looking really strange over there. So I got my hand on my trusty 13th apostle. I don't know what's going to break out. But this guy here, I'm telling you. But it is good to have him back. You know, we've attempted to train monkeys over the years to replace this outstanding producer that we've been so blessed to have over the years. And but he is back with us, and we're just glad to have him back. And want to thank Chris Davis for sitting in for you. Chris was, again, he's an old pro at the board, so there's no problems there. We did have problems with the level. Turns out that didn't have any problems with the levels. I didn't have the earpiece all the way in, so it wasn't Chris's fault. But otherwise, it went pretty good. It's good to have you back, Mr. Producer. Yes, yes, yes. So we had the balloons and all the obligatory confetti thrown at him. He was complaining about the smell. Well, I told him it was old toilet paper, but what, you know, this guy is so picky, you know? And the question was, when he left, how could we possibly fill this man's shoes for what all he does? And so the CEO of this operation suggested that we get some old shoes from Goodwill and use one as a latrine, one for number one and one for number two. And we were able to adequately fill his shoes. And so now we're again. Woo, look at the time. Look at the time. Oh, yeah, he's always the comedian. But it's good to have you back, Cliff. Really good to have you here, man. All right, folks, it is an open forum here today, here this Thursday. Hotline numbers brought to you by our good friends over Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutters. That's right, folks. Complete Exteriors, you know, Mr. Coleman was in earlier in the week concerned about House Bill 1408, in which legislators, those, I guess, closely connected to the insurance industry, I would imagine, trying to pass a bill that would prevent you from having the benefit of all the years of experience of your contractor when you've had insurance claim from fire, hail, rain, whatever. They don't want you to have the benefit of that. You only can basically navigate it on your own, trying to figure out, you know, whether or not you're getting a straight skinny. You basically have nobody protecting you because the people cutting the check want to cut the check as small as possible. And then the people who are doing the work are trying to get the check adequate enough to cover everything that needs to be done. So that bill needs to die. The governor does not need to sign it if it makes it to his desk. It is not consumer friendly. Let's just put it that way. So just want to remind you, Complete Exteriors, Roofing and Gutters came in and alerted everyone to that. So keep your head on swivel, contact your legislator and let them know, no, I want to have the ability to enlist who I feel confident in to do the work. And many people feel confident with the work of their contractor, in this case, Complete Exteriors, Roofing, and Gutters. All right, so our number is 879-0002. Their number is 326-2755, error code 601. All right, there's a lot of news breaking. They sentenced a couple of more of the officers in the incident out there in Rankin County, where the citizens of Rankin County were abused and terrorized by what has been labeled as the Goon Squad. I call them the Knights Templar. So they've got, now, people, as a matter of fact, one of the listeners out there reminded me, well, Kim, weren't you the one advocating officers being able to turn their body cams on and off without penalty if you were became mayor? Yeah, still, and I still do. And just as in the case of the Knights Templars over there in Rankin County, who have been sentenced to 120 years, 127 and a half years, 110 years. So they're paying the price for their decisions. I'm not telling anybody to go out there and do something stupid or to do anything illegal. But I want them to have the discretion to do their job in a manner they think they can get the most effectiveness out of their 8 hours on the clock. So, no, I don't advocate gratuitous violence. Now, if somebody, you know, if one of these young Biden supporters wants to show their red baboon booty, then you're going to have to spank it. So, again, there are many ways down through the history of humankind where people can get compliance from another person without causing bodily damage, harm, etc. Kim, are you talking about waterboarding? No comment. No comment. But anyway, so the Goon Squad had their day in court. They've got, they'll be facing some state charges here in the next couple of weeks, I understand. So we'll see how that goes. But again, hey, they get what they get. It is what it is. And now, I will say the same thing to the criminal element out there, the ones who climb through people's window and get blowed back out the window with a shotgun blast. You get what you get. You chose that life, and then just because, you know, you got shot by a homeowner, I don't know if you're not getting my sympathy. You chose that line of work, and there's danger involved with it. So if you got regulated, deleted, tough. Life is tough. Life is tough in the big city. So, we try to maintain as much consistency as humanly possible. So to that extent, to the officers out there, promise you, if I were to become mayor, I got you. I got you. All these community groups whining and crying about these bad folks out here, bad kids. No, I ain't trying to hear that. My ear's not bent towards that, okay? I'm not impressed with what you believe is your level of compassion for your fellow man, yada, 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 because most people are just full of crap. They don't, like I said before, if you want to impress the strong man about your level of compassion, bring a couple of your family members up there and let them sing your praises. If you can't do that, I don't want to hear it. Speaking of that, on the Medicaid expansion effort here in Mississippi, they had the folks with the turned around collars and pretty much the same usual suspects down on the state's, on the Capitol steps there, inside, on behalf of the passage of this new expansion of Medicare here in Mississippi. And this is what I would say to the men and women of God out there. Hey, look, I understand what you're saying, yada, 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 but here's my question to you. Do you provide health care for the people who work for your ministry? I'm just saying. Because me and the late Charles Evers had this conversation, because he was all for Obamacare and, you know, all the other stuff like that back during the day. And I remember him sitting in his office having, and I asked, I said, now, do you provide health care since it's so important? Look, son, I said, okay, I got you. No, the truth of the matter, come on, you do it. Don't, I mean, if your ministry or your business can't provide medical insurance because it's going to take too much out of your pie, which I understand, then don't actually take it out of mine. You might say, but Kim, if we spread the cost out over all these different folks, it's going to be cheaper. Yeah, and if these people, many of them who could do something, blow up balloons, stuff envelopes, do something towards their own upkeep, then that would make it lighter on me. How come I can't get anybody to help me enforce that requirement? I'm just saying, man, in life, everybody's got to contribute something, okay? Unless you are fresh out of the womb. And even when you're fresh out of the womb, what you pay is with your smiles, your coos, and papa, mama, all that kind of stuff. That's your payment. That's how you pay your way. Now, for you folks that got old and rusty and dusty and crusty, your job is to contribute something. I'm really kind of, it's just me. I'm tired of people telling me about, hey, we live in the richest country in the world. And, well, if we live in the richest country in the world, why we have all these foot draggers? So I'm just saying, dog. So to all the ministers down there, I mean, if you're doing it, God bless you. You're doing what you're supposed to do. If you're not, and then if you're the only one who's got their health care covered, bruh, sit down. Sister, sit down. If you as the minister, the only one got health care coverage from the same people that you are pastoring over or work for the ministry, and you're the only one with it, man, please, please, okay, don't be trying to tell me about Jesus. I ain't trying to hear that. We got to get this thing lined up a little bit here, man. That's all I'm saying. Because if we want to solve the problem of people not having access to medical services, we could do it through the tax code. Let those who provide the services, if they provide it to a Biden supporter who can't pull his own weight for whatever reason, then they get to write that off their profits, their income. Solves this problem. Then all the money that's wasted in the bureaucracy, it could go towards other things. So they don't want to solve, again, it's kind of like with the race problem. Ain't nobody interested in solving, they're interested in profiting off of it. Chris Rock said it earlier, said it best too. The money ain't in the cure, the money's in the comeback. So those are the realities that we deal with. I'm just saying, man, you guys are riding me too hard with this compassion thing, okay? I love everybody, but I'm expecting somebody bless the strong man. So, but anyway, real talk though, to all you folks out there, unless you're doing it, please don't tell me and why everybody else need to be doing it, okay? Because it fulfills your notion of compassion towards your fellow man. And you know what? I can appreciate it, and you might even be right. But see, you should be leading the charge, rather, for that by example and receipts. But see, this is one of the things that I was talking about. Why, at this particular junction in Jackson history, they need a mind like me to come in there and break up this foolishness, because we got folks out there who've been running this game way too long. And as Dave called in here the other day and said, sometimes the answer is no. No, we're not doing it. And just let them fall out on the ground, kick, ball, and squall. Okay? Just let them do it. Because when they get done doing that and they see ain't nobody really caring, you know what they're going to do? They're going to get up. Go about their life, or get up and make resources available for this cause that they say that they have. Truth of the matter is, most people don't believe in the crap that they're saying. They don't. It's all for show. It's all for, like I said, likes, clicks, and dollar bills. That's it. That's what this world has come to. Now, shifting gears. Well, before we shift gears, I want to remind you, we're going to take a break. The hotline number is brought to you by Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutter. That's right. Their number is 601-327. 2755. Now, we do want to encourage you, if you get a chance during the break, look at what happened at the University of Memphis last night. They had Cal Rittenhouse up there to speak. And the usual suspects, sponsored by our government, were out there with the rent-a-mob crap. But we're going to talk about that when we come back. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back. And it is Thursday. Glad to be back here in the studios. Also want to remind you, our good friends over at Rapid Tire Exchange would like to encourage you. You need a new set of tires. You got that income tax money in. You're ready to rock and roll. Well, you can go online, rapidtireexchange.com, order your tires, schedule your brake service, wheel alignments, air conditioning, tune-up, the whole nine yards. You need struts, anything dealing with the undercarriage or the steering of your car or the rideability of your car, they address there at Rapid Tire Exchange. Located 953 Highway 80 in Clinton, right in back of Rapid Oil Change. So get the car serviced, get all the warranty work that's required. It can be done there at Rapid Oil and also Rapid Tire Exchange. Check it out today, rapidtireexchange.com. And also you can outfit your truck, SUV, automobile out there with new rims, tires, step-up bars, all different things that will go and make your traveling excursion easy. Check it out, rapidtireexchange.com. Let's go to Mobile Bob. Hey, man. What's up?
Hey, man.
What's up?
Hey, y'all, so the usual rent-a-mob is was harassing Kyle Rittenhouse, huh?
Yeah, and the supporters, people who attended the thing, they were being chased by the mob. The University of Memphis did nothing they knew problems were going to occur, and they did absolutely nothing. It's the same old thing. The left is allowed to run amok, insurrection, whatever you want to call it. They're allowed to do it. And then if the officers had fired on them, then it would have been a big deal. Or if the supporters or the people who came to hear Cal were to defend themselves, it would have been white supremacy. These people are just full of crap. I'm telling you, these people are destroying our society. They really are. And check this out. It was a predominantly black crowd based on the videos that I saw. And I'm thinking, all the murders in Memphis of blacks killing other blacks, and they're mad at Cal Rittenhouse, because he got acquitted in the shooting of two non-blacks. You can't tell me that we're not being led around by our nose using bots and everything else on the internet, flash mob technology, et cetera, to get black folks out there acting a dang fool.
And they put themselves at risk of something happening to one of them, which is what they really want, like you said. So they can parade it all around and Biden can campaign on it. And they can find Trump saying one word and take it out of context about any incident, take it out of context to try to show what a terrible racist he is. And you know, they use you all as cannon fodder, those idiots out there. If things go sideways, you're the one catching the bullets.
That's right.
But, whatever. Like I said, they hate the kid, and they have absolutely no idea why they hate him. They're just told to hate him, and really been paid to hate him. Like you said, it's not them just seeing him somewhere and wanting to protest. They're being accused them of being paid just to be rabble rousers. And the other one's hoping a riot breaks out so they can go rob a Nike store.
Yeah, that's right. Folks, I'm just telling you, our nation is being it's being ripped apart. Now, you may think, well, it doesn't affect me. I'm telling you, it's going to affect everybody. And to the black community, if you think it's cute that we're running off all the CVS and the Walgreens and the Targets, okay. Now, just a couple years ago, they were getting you all hyped up about food deserts. And now they're encouraging you to create your own food desert. And I think it's because they plan on starving off the inner cities. They're going to just let people starve to death. And people aren't going to have any sympathy for all the foolishness that everybody kept telling us, bro, don't do it. Don't do this. Don't do this. Oh, see, you just a cracker trying to tell a black man what to do. Okay. All right. Idiots.
And they are seeing that the Biden support among blacks is whittling down to a dangerous level. And they're going to do whatever it takes to gin it up. So then, like you can say, some black person is going to have to die. That's the goal. To find a way to get some black person killed so that they can get black folks riled up again because it's an election cycle. It was on BET was that man and woman I told you about was on there. They were being interviewed as to who they were planning on voting for.
Right. Yeah, I've seen
BET?
That.
BET? Yeah. It's like, okay, why are you all putting this on here? I don't understand the game. Shouldn't you be hiding this type of trouble making inroads with black people? But you're putting it out there, so I guess something's going to have to happen.
Well, again, we're on a foolish path. We won't take counsel. Things are going to take its course. I'm just telling you, they're collapsing our society. And the tentpole of this effort and operation is the black Democrat vote. And they are so arrogant and so hell-bent on defending this foolishness. Bro, they won't listen. In fact, you hear them call here. They don't have any solutions to anything. They just want to show that you're wrong. Okay, whatever, bro. Whatever. Okay. I'm telling you, folks, you need to just walk wide. Walk wide.
And they want to complain about the illegals coming in, the migrants coming in, and all the problems that are going on in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Like the man said, who you vote for? With Biden, he did tell you that he was going to do this. Yeah, he did say it.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't believe him, or you didn't think it would be a problem for you, and you couldn't see how it's going to be a problem for you. But now it's a problem for you. Now you want to stop and think a second.
Well, not only that, they want somebody to come save them. Now, want somebody to feel sad. Well, hold up, Hoss. It's not that we don't have compassion. Bruh, there's only so many stupid people that can be served at one time. You're abusing
exactly.
The system.
And the leader with the media is showing towards Trump's supposedly financial problem. Mm-hmm. They're talking about Trump's financial problem as if nobody's going to Trump Plaza and his investments are just tanking and he's just being stupid with his money.
No.
No.
This is all.
It's you all with your lawfare.
Yeah. Well, know what it is, and Trump is built to withstand this because he's done it up to this date. He's going to be all right. Here's the deal. All they can do is start the process of liquidating his assets. His appeal on the Eighth Amendment goes on regardless of whether or not he perfects his appeal by putting up the bond itself. The bond is excessive. It is beyond excessive. So when the courts rule that the bond is excessive, they're going to have to undo everything that they're doing. They're going to have to make him whole. They're not getting away with what they think. But they want to cause this man as much pain and discomfort as they can on a daily basis. That's just what they do. And that's why I keep saying, folks, governments can't have compassion just in a general sense. They can't have compassion. And then the people who are running this government, they're some of the most evil SOBs that have ever come down the pike in this country. And you can't. And see, many blacks think that, oh, man, we in like Flint. You know, we got our guy in office. Bro, this is the guy just 40, 50 years ago was talking about how much he hate black people. And you won't. Okay. In police work, that's called a clue. But to black Democrats, no, I don't mean nothing. Okay. All right. Good luck.
And he's in the process of replacing black folks, too. Yeah, with a lot of black folks in Chicago are starting to realize, hey, it's kind of felt like you're replacing us here, Joe.
Well, Well, what's happening is, to those out there, those of you who rent right now, and I don't care whether it's in an apartment or in a house, you have no idea. Let me tell you, and like I said, mentioned on yesterday, you better treat your landlord nice. Because, baby, which those of you paying $1,500 a month for rent, look to pay $2,500.
Oh, yeah.
They're bringing in so many people.
Yeah.
We don't have the housing for it, bro. And then they're giving them the vouchers.
Yeah.
So while you paying full pop, they're getting their rent subsidized. And then all rents are going up. If you don't have your cubbyhole to live in, baby, I'm telling you, you stuck like Chuck. And that's why this whole notion of tearing down every house, you know, some of these houses do need to be torn down, but some of that material can be salvaged. And this is why what I would do, I would let anybody, be you immigrant or American, look, you come in here and dismantle this house here, take some of that good wood, save it, and get one of these houses that you can put it on and fix it up and have your own little cubbyhole. Because I'm telling you what's coming. But these people won't take counsel. They don't believe nobody but white Democrats, and they some damn fools. I don't have any sympathy for them. No. You just get what you get.
It would be so terrible if they wasn't bringing down the rest of us with it. That's one biggest problem with white guilt. Your white guilt is bringing me down, too.
But you know,
I wouldn't feel so bad about you feeling guilty. I know I think it's stupid, but okay. It's bad because your guilt is making stupid stuff that's bringing me down too.
Well, the deal is, they're going to find out that they're going to be isolated. They won't have nobody driving a delivery truck is going to be going into these areas anymore. You see what they're doing with the FedEx trucks. You know what they will do with a food truck, folks. Yeah. We have just set up here and destroyed all that God has blessed us with, and we laugh all the way doing it, being smug and arrogant, prideful. Oh, man, this is so foolish. And to the spiritual leadership out there, I don't know why you don't think that you're a part of it, because this is a spiritual problem. Anyway.
Yes, it is.
Brother, appreciate you, man.
Well, for your producer and his drinking habits, just always remember, it's always 5 o'clock somewhere.
Well, he's a happy camper. All right, brother. We'll be right back. All right, folks. We're back. And it is Thursday. We got Reed on the line. Hey, Reed. Hey.
Hello. Hey, Mr. Wade.
What's going on, my friend?
Oh, not a whole lot, sir. I was just going to give you a heads up, let you know that you are doing the Lord's work. You just keep shoving this stuff down these folks' throats, sir.
Well, I appreciate that, my friend. We're going to stand stout. We're going to be found with our hands on the plow when the Lord gets here. Maybe around a few folks' neck.
Yes, sir. You have a blessed afternoon.
Thank you, my man. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
You know, folks, I was talking with someone today, and, you know, you get to a point in your life when you know the things that you know. You don't know everything, but like the late Carl Ray Keyes used to say, he's one of my coworkers was at the phone company from Crystal Springs, Mississippi. Carl would always say, I don't know everything, but I know the hell out of. But the truth of the matter is, folks, you got to start standing on what you believe. The left always trying to cast doubt. Well, does not the word say? Get you to doubt. It's like, to me, it all goes back to being a parent. No, you're not perfect. You got your own, you know, shortcomings. There are things about you, your kids will never know, things about your kids you will never know, yada, yada, yada. But you hold the standard. And that's what's happening right now. The DNA of humanity has been snipped and inserted into it has been all this pride, selfishness, and sin, and has been marketed up as, again, clicks, likes. That's why the social media will pay you money to get out there and do the things you do on social media, because they know where they're going with this thing. You're being led off base spiritually 1 degree at a time. And that's why if you never had a reference point, you won't recognize it. So I thank God for all those old saints who went before us. You know, I was thinking also, you know, we talk so much about mentoring. I was talking with a young man today about efforts that want to enlist his efforts if, you know, do throw the hat in the ring and do become mayor. Man, we're going to do some things different. Because what's happening with Jackson, it ain't money. Money is a problem. The lack of it is a problem. Like Moms Mabley said, being broke ain't so bad. It's just so damn inconvenient. We're going to try to eliminate the inconvenience of poverty, of lack. But one of the things that we need to be really getting our hands around is how much we can gain with common sense and gratitude. Man. Because we see the lack of common sense being applied to everyday life when it comes to the administration of the city affairs. And the gratitude of so many people, be they in government or out there in the private sector, or just private citizens or elected officials. We got to start being grateful. and saying it with our mouths, articulating it. Because right now we got everybody thinking that somebody owes them, somebody needs to do something. And I've told y'all this down through the years, those of you who have been long-term listeners of the Wade, Kim Wade Show, that at graduation, gentlemen from the class of 49, 50 years, the 50th year class, one of their people was always the speaker. So, and he said, told everybody to pull out the diplomas. He said, if you look at it, look what does it say? He said, not every school says this. Most schools just says, you've been granted all the rights and privileges appertaining thereof, yada, yada, yada. Ours, the Morehouse diploma says, rights, privileges, and responsibilities. We have responsibilities. Life ain't all about your dang rights. And that's where we're coming from. I expect everybody to contribute something. In the Kim Wade administration, we're mainstreaming everybody. I don't care what your illness is, bipolar, tripolar, whatever issue you got. If you just a garden variety knucklehead, like Donut Head, you still got to stand and deliver. Because we got to get some more mileage at all. We got too many resources laying and opportunities that are going to waste. That's why the black community is going to be, I'm telling you, society is going to pounce on us. All these immigrants, and they're bringing the immigrants in to vote. They showed up there where in Chicago they've been using the motor voter rolls to illegally get illegal immigrants the right to vote when they get their driver's license. Oh, the software was inadvertently stroking the wrong box and sending them out their voter registration card. Black folks, we played this wrong. But now, if you want to indulge yourself and just, hey, man, I'm going to ride this black car till it break. Oh, gotcha. Like I told y'all yesterday, keep that same energy when you get that high water bill. Because, I mean, you can expect your water bill to be $200 a month on a three-bedroom, two-bath house, 1,200 or 1,300 square feet. How else do you think this system's going to get financed? Because you want to keep it a black system ran by black people. Mine. I done told y'all how I felt about that now. I don't want all black. Nothing. Okay? Nothing. I don't want all black hell. Don't want all black. Can you imagine hell being all black? Oh, Lord. Hell is already hell. And then you got us's administering hell? You got to wait to get the fire turned up to 4,000 degrees. Hold up, man. Hold up. Hold up. Nah. We can do some of that DEI then, okay? We can get a little diversity going up in there. But I'm just saying, man, this is what I've learned in my 68 years. Say what you will about old white boy Bob, but old white boy Bob is like the main tooth in a timing belt. Let that bad boy be missing. Chaos, throne rods, engine blown, stuck like Chuck. No. My thing is, let's merge together. Let's take all these different skill sets. Let's create a society that everybody enjoying the good life. And black folks know they want it. That's why you see them out at the Broken Egg spending $40 for a $10 breakfast. Because they want to floss. They want to feel comfortable. They want to be safe when they enjoying the good life. Ain't nothing wrong with that. What I'm saying is, bro, we can have this all over the county. The main thing we got to do, we got to get this riffraff under control. We got to stem the tide of juvenile delinquents being pushed into the system every year because the school system is screwing it up. If we got to get rid of Mr. Green, Mr. Blue, Mr. Black, Mr. Yellow, Mr. Brown, so be it. These kids are what's important, not some old rusty-kneed Negroes out there who have decided that they're the prototype Negroes, and after you get them, you don't need nobody else. No. I promise you. Folks, I promise you we're going in a different direction. And I'm telling you now, I'm not going to ask anybody for their vote for me, Kim Wade. I was talking with someone today. I said, I'm not soliciting your vote. I'm telling you what the program and the platform will be. If you can support that, support that. I will be the standard bearer for that. If your guy is something that you like more than me for this position, then get him to do it. But you heard Snowball yesterday. Snowball's your typical black Democrat mayoral candidate. They all saying the same stuff that don't work, ain't work nowhere. What's your point? Our number 601-879-0002. Take a break, callers. Hold on, we'll be right back. All right, folks, we're about. Let's go to John on the line. Not here's the thing. Hey, John.
Hello, hey.
Hey, buddy.
Kim, I was listening today on the radio, well, no show, and they're talking about now when they start handing out stuff to illegals, they're handing out weapons and ammunition to them.
What they said was the court has ruled that if an illegal applies for a gun, they cannot be denied just because of their resident status. So, yeah, they ain't handing them out. They might be. Heck, don't put it past this government.
Look, we don't know what they got in store for us. We just have to do the best we can to fight it.
Well, they got whatever it is. It's not going to be. It's not going to be good for us, brother.
I know, and all these people whining. What they going to do? They going to put their head in the sand again?
I don't know, John. Good. It's good to hear from you, buddy.
Hey, okay. Hey, have a good day.
All right. Yeah, the court, Obama judge ruled that you cannot deny a person's access to a firearm if they want to purchase one if they are an illegal, because you can't hold their residency against them. America can't catch, we can't catch a break. See, what I mentioned earlier about just doing the common sense things, they refuse to. They're destroying our country. There's so many elected officials that are all a part of this. I keep telling you, in my opinion, Greg Harper was part of it. He is part of it. When he left, and when we had all three branches of government under our control as Republicans, and he abandoned the field of battle, and the Democrats took over the House. The House controls the purse. Every time we get in a position to score, there's always somebody in our foxhole, who is a traitor, who sells us out, who you can't depend on. But that's okay. The level playing field is going to be when the rule of law, the respect for authority, law and order is gone. It's going to come down to whoever's the most ruthless. I told y'all years ago, at the end of the day, you're going to have some killers on your team. I'm talking about bloodletters, snake eaters. This is why these folks coming from these countries that are war-torn, these people are hardened. The black guy that got shot in the head three times with his own gun up there in New York on the subway, he got shot by an immigrant from a war-torn area who's used to handling firearms. Black folks be trying to bluff everybody, think everybody, because they bow up like a bullfrog, that everybody's supposed to be scared. I'm telling y'all, this is why my thoughts are, man, let's work with those people who want to just have a good life. There's so many angry folks out there, black and white. Leave them alone. Leave them to those people there, they ain't producing their own food. They don't hire anybody. They're just out there making everybody else's life hard. Let us band together against them rather than them banding together against us. That's why I keep saying we need some minds. We need some men. And to you ladies out there, I'm promising you ladies, you better get your firearm. You better get as many as you can. And to all you people who call yourself, oh, well, I'm going to be okay because I've been prepping. I got all this food here. If you don't have a firearm, if you don't have an association of people who can band together with you to help protect it, I'm coming to take it. Tell you that now. I'm taking your stuff. What you gonna do? Who you gonna call? Right back. All right, folks, we are back. And it is Thursday. Glad to be back here in the studios. Open forum. Get some things off your chest if you like. Our number, 601-879-0002, the Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutter Hotline. is being brought to you by Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutters. So check it out today. Also want to remind you about my Pure Air Consultants. Now it's allergy season. It looks like it's kicking up here. So after what, tomorrow it's going to rain. So hopefully it'll wash off some of the whatever it is causing the stuffy noses and all that other kind of stuff. If you continue to have problems, you could very well be, you need to call our good friends over at My Pure Air Consultants. MyPureAirConsultants.com. If you go to Pure Air Consultants, it's scroll down the pages on there also. Same company, they do heat and air conditioning and all the other stuff, but they also do the duct cleaning. Because you know that the average home collects over 40 pounds of dust each year. And that dust builds up. So you've been in the house 15 years, 10 times, that's 50, that's what, 90 pounds of dust? No, wait a minute. Not four, times 40, 15, yeah, yeah. What are we looking at? Times 200 plus 5 times 200 and, yeah, 5 times, 220, I'm sorry. 220 pounds of dust there in your air vent. And that would cause a problem. That's why all of a sudden it started giving you problems year-round and you can't figure out because you need those ducts clean. That's where My Pure Air Consultants comes in. They'll come in and clean it. And what that does, that eliminates that possibility. Because at the end of the day, that's what your respiratory person will tell you. Okay, we got to eliminate what's causing this problem. And so eliminate it by calling our good friends at My Pure Air Consultants, 939-7420. And they also clean the air dry, your hair dry. Air dryer, clothes dryer while they're there. That's going to go a long way towards eliminate what's causing your discomfort. Because who wants to be taking Zyrtex every day? Huh? So if you can avoid that, you can do that by calling My Pure Air Consultants. MyPureAirConsultants.com. The number is 939-7420, area code 601. All right, folks. It is an open forum. Here's what's going to happen with Donald J. Trump. They will begin to try to seize his assets on Monday if he doesn't post the bond. I think he's going to post it. I think it's all theater, and it's all geared towards rallying up the support for the underdog, which would be Donald J. Trump, who, by the way, is a real president. In the event that he doesn't post it, they will start the process of selling his assets. His appeal, his motion, interlocutory, is going to the Supreme Court, so it may not be called that at the Supreme Court. But he's basing it on his constitutional rights being violated, particularly the Eighth Amendment, which if the courts will rule, which it would be, you know, the previous ruling on this same topic, the judges ruled 9-0. Very rarely do you get a reversal of a 9-0 Supreme Court decision. So they will throw out the verdict, the judgment for $900-some million, and then it'll go back for remanded back to the trial court to do the right thing. Now, from that verdict, then he can put up the $100 million or whatever it is, then appeal the merits of the case. So Don is not out. God has a ram in the bush. But it just, again, it's revealing all the haters out there. But it's just what we're up against, folks. This is why I'm not looking for sympathy from them. I'm not looking for empathy. I'm not looking for them to do right by us. My goal and my job is to stay out of the range of their swinging hammer and counterpunch when I see an opening. And this is why I keep telling all you folks out there who think the best thing to do is just to love on them. I will. We'll love on them. We're going to put some pain on them because they learn by pain. They don't learn by love. But we definitely have love to offer. There is a side note I want to make about the and this is mainly for the real estate professionals out there who's listening. And also to my good friend Bob Prater over at the Mississippi Real Estate Commission and all those lovely folks at Central Mississippi Association of Realtors, the board, staff, and everyone else. This one's for you and the MLS. The NRA settlement, proposed settlement, I doubt very seriously is going to get accepted by the courts. Here's the reasons why. The National Association of Realtors contained maybe 1.5 million to 2 million realtors, licensees across the country. The Realtors Association's proposed settlement would only cover one-third of that one, let's just say 1.5 million because it's easier to divide. And those are the agencies that make less than $2 billion a year in sales, and that's the bulk of the, there are some companies out there that, make the big bucks. But it's a corporation like EXP or Remax or something like that. So the whole lawsuit that came out of, Missouri, Kansas City, has fractured the National Association of Realtors into four camps. You got the folks who brokerages are less than, let's just say, $2 billion. Many of them is less than that, $1 million tops, a couple million. Then you have the folks who make the big bucks. Then you have the Realtors Association. And then the third group is that group that's in the middle, like particularly those who are named in the lawsuit. That would be Berkshire Hathaway and Keller Williams, and I forgot all the other two that was in there. So you got four groups in terms of their interest in how this is settled. The National Association of Realtors was attempting to do this with this settlement that they proposed. I don't think the courts is going to accept it. They're not certainly not going to accept that dollar amount. I can tell you that now. And if they did accept the dollar amount, here's what's going to happen. We know what our dues are annually to be a part of the National Association of Realtors. That's going to double or triple. Okay? Is it worth it? What are you getting for that? They do a lot of things now, but they do a lot of things that, you know, you could probably live without. Because everything's going to roll downhill because their fees they're going to charge the local franchises is going to go up, so the local franchise is going to charge you more. So you're paying high. At the end of the day, you, the end user, pays for everybody's price increase. Now, the $2 billion folks, okay, if the NRA proposal is accepted by the plaintiffs, then what will happen is the companies like EXP and the big boys, Berkshire and Remax and Keller Williams and things like that, they're going to end up paying close to $500 million in some cases for their share of the judgment because the plaintiffs are going to get their $6 billion. It's just a matter of how they're going to get it. So there's really nothing in it for the big boys, the $2 billion plus club, to go along with this settlement. They could cut their own deal and get a better deal. At the end of the day, the NAR is trying to get everybody else to pay the fines that they actually brought down on everybody because it was their policies that these brokerages were implementing. Remember what I told y'all years ago, and it's something that I heard from some wise man, I can't even remember who it was, that every cause, in this case, the cause was to try to get affordable housing, honest dealings in the housing market, yada, 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 and that cause brought forth what later became the National Association of Realtors. Every cause turns into a business. No, excuse me. Every cause turns into a movement. The movement was to create a organization called the National Association of Realtors, which started out with lofty ideals and yada, yada, yada. That cause turned into that organization. That organization turned into a business. And that business, in my estimation, has turned into a racket. And it's mainly because of the people who occupy the positions in it, no different than the Democrat Party or the Republican Party. The party itself is merely the platform articulated by individuals, but the individuals actually own the party. That's why Boss Hogg from Yazoo is basically the titular head of the Republican Party with the influence that he wields. And so the National Association of Realtors, the Realtors Association is going away. It cannot survive from a lawsuit standpoint. That's why they were trying to settle for $400-something million. So the insurance carriers, just like Trump can't get the insurance bond, the insurance companies to bond him because the risk was too great or the amount was too great, same thing's happening here. So all you folks who are licensees out there, if you're doing one or two sales a year, you're probably going to have to drop out. But on the other hand, if they do away with the Realtors Association, you don't have all those fees, all you have is the state licensing fees, you probably could make it. But to you homeowners out there, I would just go to GoDaddy.com, create a website for your address, and put all the same information in their pictures, what you're selling it for, and, hey, I'll pay an agent if they bring a buyer. Do it yourself. Because the way the market is shaking out, the agent's going to get what he's going to get anyway. Whether he listed or not, if he brings you a buyer, he's still laughing. He's still eating. Everybody's eating. And that's where everything's going. I submit to you that Costco, Amazon, Sam's Club will be selling houses before it's all over with. The folks who were running the scam that later became, the scam that came out of what was the Realtors Association and the MLSs, especially it's the MLS, which is the money-making arm of it, is where the greed set in. I was talking with someone today, and if you point out, I've read the documents. What they would do, go under the antitrust laws, a pattern is considered to be antitrust activities if it continues for 3 years or more. And what I noticed, some of the things that they did that were dusty, they'd stop 2 years and 264 days and move it to another one of the three legs on the stool, which you had the MLS, Realtors Association, the Code of Ethics, then you have the state organization, and you have the national organization. So they would move things around. But when they go into court, they will say, hey, we can't be involved in antitrust because we're all one organization. That's what they told the Fifth Circuit down there, or district court in the Fifth Circuit. But here's the deal. They also went on record in their depositions from the 30B6 saying, hey, all we are aggregate of data. Well, if all you do is aggregate data, then why are you telling people what kind of lockbox they need to use? What time they can show the properties? Who they got to contact? Why don't you have a real estate license if you're going to be that deep into it? So I'm telling you lawyers out there, listen to me. Listen to me good what I'm telling you. You think that lawsuit out there in Kansas City was a whopper, $6 billion? I got one that's double or triple that. I'm going to tell you again. I told you the other day. The homeowner pays for the, listen to me, the homeowner pays for the appraisal. That is theirs. The work product of the appraisal is the appraiser's. When the broker goes and lists the property, they get the homeowner to agree to allow the home data to be put into the MLS. Nothing's wrong with that. But that broker is a member of the organization that's monetizing that data that the homeowner thinks is regardless what the homeowner thinks, is being monetized in their due money. And because the broker, as part of his COLA, his fiduciary responsibility, doesn't explain that to the homeowner, he's failed. Strike one, he's failed. Strike number two, the data is being monetized. The homeowner is not the beneficiary of that money. That money is being paid to a third party, and that third party is not represented on the settlement statement per Dodd-Frank, per the Consumer Federation, Consumer Federal, CFPB, whatever it is, Public Board, whatever it is. Three times the damages is what you get. They can't get away from that. Now, with this Kansas City lawsuit, they get $6 billion with just with the number of plaintiffs that they had. This is every house that sold. Every house that sold. They sell 85% of the houses that sell in America. You go back 3 years. More money, more money. Kim, why are you doing this? They took 10 years of my retirement, and I'm not a happy camper. Robert Prater had me jailed in Madison County on Thanksgiving Eve, and I'm not a happy camper. See, it was all giggles and grins then, but it ain't no fun when the rabbit get the gun, is it? Uh-huh. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back. Hey, it is Thursday. I want to remind you, our good friends over at Mayo Auto Clinic, troubleshooters extraordinaire. You heard of Mayo Health Clinic, and, you know, they're the go-to folks when you've got illnesses that nobody else can figure out what's really going on. Mayo Auto Clinic is the same way when it comes to troubleshooting those hard-to-figure-out and find problems that's causing you not to enjoy the comfort of your automobile that you want to keep. So check out Mayo Auto Clinic. Go to mayoautoclinicms.com. Schedule your appointment and drop the car off there, folks, and they're going to put the full weight of their crew. Years of experience, integrity, character, good folks, all at Mayo Auto Clinic. Check them out today. So diesel engine repair, programming, that's what they do also. They work on all makes and models, but they love working on diesel. So if you got issues with that, or if you got an old automobile that you want to keep, and the other folks say, man, junk it, it ain't worth it. No. Let them put their eyeballs on it. I'm telling you, these folks are good and they're great as the day is long. So check it out. Mayo Auto Clinic, MS.com, located in Raymond, Mississippi on Highway 18, just in between the high school and Hines Junior College. So check it out on Highway 18 there in Raymond, Mississippi. As they would say, come on down. All right, folks. And the reason why I'm saying all this to you homeowners out there, you got a paycheck, do you? You do. You can't go out and say you're an ethical organization and your members are ethical and you do this stuff. You can't do it. Well, excuse me. It's been done. But just like with the goon squad have to pay for what they got to pay for, everybody got to pay. Prater said, Kim, you got to pay. Well, he made me pay. Well, hey, turnabout's fair play. So you need to consult your attorney and say, hey, that, and the reason why they're going to have a problem denying what I'm saying, I've got a deposition from their 30B6 who says, we're just an aggregator of data. That's all we do. Really? Okay. So what do you do with that data? Where we sell it to different groups and stuff like that. So what did you pay for it? Well, we just get it from the broker because, you know, they signed an agreement saying they're going to put it in our system. Okay, so you also have in your rules and regulations that the broker is not supposed to tie the MLS to the listing agreement or the home or to the homeowner in any form or fashion. Is that not correct? Well, let me holler at you a minute about that. Yeah, that's what you wrote. So you know what you were doing was wrong. You knew that it would be a problem if somebody brought it up in a court of law, didn't you? Well, I didn't. So why did you put that in your rules telling the broker, hey, we ain't got nothing to do with y'all business? But the broker didn't tell the homeowner about his relationship with you, the MLS. And the homeowner is supposed to have the broker's complete trust and vice versa. I'm telling you, the Realtors Association won't exist. So y'all need to figure out what else you're going to do. And really, it ain't a big deal. All you need to do is start advertising like on your own. Become a Tom Smith. Become a Rita Jensen. Become a Hopper. Put your money where your mouth is. If not, you're not going to last. And you can still do the cooperation agreement with other agents. You just can't do it on a realtor's form. If you draw up your own listing agreement and says, this is what we do here at 123 Realty, that's what you do. In fact, that's what the courts want. They want independent businesses doing independent things, not folks colluding. So when they say things are going to change for the Realtors Association. The industry is going to remain the same. for those who can sit down there and study the board. Most people and most agents, most licensees don't know the difference between a realtor and a licensee. I know the courts don't. So there's changes coming along, but to you homeowners, if you sold your home in the last 3 years, you are owed some money. You just need to follow the breadcrumbs and find out who all did this. Folks, why do you think they want you to put your email in? Why do you think they're building a data center in Madison County, another one up in North Mississippi, some down in Louisiana? Why do you think they build them everywhere? Because it's data. Data is money. Your appraisal is data. And it is your appraisal. Did nobody pay for that but you? If you pay for it, you own it. And the appraiser who did it, that is his work product. The appraiser's got some lawsuits in there that they could go after. Because if the architect can get file a lawsuit and get money from the MLS for them putting the floor plans that the architect used and gave to the homeowner when they built the house, and the architect could get paid, the appraiser can get paid too. All this started because they got greedy. It's the same way what's going on in the black community when it relates to our schools. The reason why our kids can't get educated, because you got a few blacks who are making money off not educating our kids. But they put on a good front. They talk all that black talk. But the results is in the pudding, baby. Our kids are running amok. You saw what happened up there in Memphis when Cal Rittenhouse tried to speak last night. You got all these young blacks out there rioting, screaming BLM, beating bongo drums, beating all this kind of foolishness. They're being led by our government because they're trying to recreate the summer of 2020. Cal Rittenhouse ain't did nothing. There are more blacks killing blacks in Memphis than anywhere else in the country. And yet, nobody's gotten outraged about that. Folks, we're being led around by our nose. I'm telling you, this present crop of young blacks and the present crop of black leadership that's on the stage, dude, they're failing us. And, of course, we're failing ourselves because we won't stand up like manes and put a stop to this foolishness. We don't owe them anything. Our cause is right, and what we believe in is right. We just need to stand on it and quit shaking and faking and talking about right on. It ain't no right on. It's stop. Our number, 601-879-0002. Take a quick break. All right, folks, we're back in it. It's Thursday. Glad to be back here in the studio. Folks, here's the deal. Just like with the Goon Scott, just like with Kim Wade and everybody else, dude, hey, it is what it is. Now, when Prater was peeing stronger on me all day, I had to endure it. He had all his lies, had all his folks together and everything else. It is what it is. Now, they done sat around here and screwed up the whole industry. It wasn't even necessary. The whole thing, and you know, that's my philosophy from a political standpoint when talk about the city of Jackson. I want everybody to eat. I want everybody to have ability. That's what Trump has been saying all these years. I want everybody to eat. But see, you got folks out there trying to punish other folks just because they can. That ain't the way I roll, dog. I may not like you. You won't get a Christmas card or a dinner invitation from me. But I ain't going to do anything to break your plate. But other people don't look at it like, and I have to recognize that's the way of the world. And put your dukes up. You know what? To be truth, as I sat back and thought about it, in terms of dealing with the cares of this world, dealing with individuals, you know when I really started having the biggest problem? When I started following Christ. When I returned home to Christ. When I was the last of the honest of God, no-nonsense Negroes, I didn't have that problem. I roll up and bow up. Wasn't no big deal. But that's what Trump tried to tell me and tried to tell anybody to listen. He said, if you let people slide, if you let them skate, it's just a matter of time before they're doing figure eights on you. You got to break it up at the door. And I've always advocated a man being a man, win, lose, or draw. You don't let no folks get away with no crap like that. Oh, by the way, you know, I mentioned about not wanting to go to an all-black hell. I got a text from one of the listeners. He said, well, if you go to an all-black hell, you ain't got to worry about burning because they ain't going to pay the gas bill. It going to be off. So ain't nobody going to burn. It's going to be stacking up down there. Who do we got? We got, here's the thing, John. What's up, John? You've been awful quiet the last couple weeks.
Well, Mr. Wade, me and President Biden and the team, we've been in the basement. We have our basement strategy, the same strategy we used in the previous election. It's called the basement strategy. It means we don't really have to be out in public that often, just come up for air every now and then just to let people know that we're still breathing. And Donald Trump couldn't understand that strategy, how he got destroyed from the basement. That's what it's called, the basement strategy, Mr. Wade. Say a little bit. Let Donald Trump hang himself. See, he talks too much, Mr. Wade. If you listen to the foolishness that comes out of his mouth, he doesn't even have good adjectives, Mr. Wade. You talk about Joe Biden may be in cognitive decline. If you listen to the verbiage that comes out of this man's mouth, you would say, my gosh, bloodbath, bloodshed. And we're just talking about the car industry? Or are we talking about the car industry? Or does he really believe that if he doesn't get elected, that there's going to be a bloodbath in the streets? See, sometimes people...
Is there something wrong with that? Is there something wrong with that, sir? Because there was a bloodbath in the streets before he ran for re-election. You had no problem then, sir.
Let me clear something up with you, Mr. Wade. If he's having another slippage in verbiage and trying to encourage people to...
What else you have, John? Move on from your talking points. Look, we already know that that was planted. But go ahead. What else do you have about Mr. Trump or whatever else?
Mr. Wade, this real estate thing you keep talking about, I did a little research, and I said, because I was trying to figure out, am I owed any money? So this is what I did. I said, well, what was this suit about? So apparently this suit was about, if you're a seller, the realtors, I guess, were requiring, the realtor was requiring you to pay the closing costs for the buyer?
No.
And that was illegal?
No. When you list a home, you and a seller agree to a price that they will pay for your services. And out of that price, the seller's agent, the broker, can offer, hey, John, if you find me a buyer, I'll give you 3% of this money that I'm going to get from the seller that he's already agreed to pay. That's all it was. The seller's not getting anything less or any more. Nobody was harmed. I thought it was a bogus lawsuit, but the DOJ found a friendly jury and a friendly judge, and they got what they wanted.
But here's the question I have. But they were, the way they were selling it was like it was mandatory. Like you, if you're the seller, you had to pay the closing cost.
No, in many cases, the seller don't necessarily know one way or the other until a contract is brought. If it's brought by the broker in house, then the broker, let's say they negotiated 6%. The broker would get 6%. He'd split whatever his percentage was with the agent that brought it in his office. Or if an agent from outside, they would give them. But the seller themselves, nothing has happened to them or the amount of money that they were going to walk away with. Not one penny has been decreased.
I'm still trying to understand. Well, if they found that real estate clients were harmed.
They were harmed from the standpoint is that you can't get together as a group and do it. That's what I keep trying to explain to the licensees out there. What the lawsuit is about, what the DOJ had their legal hooks in, is the fact that they did it as a group. If you do it individually, that's a private contract, but a group's getting together and say, you cannot set commissions in any form. In fact, you're not even supposed to discuss commissions.
Okay, so that's what I'm getting at. You just hit that. So basically, the MLS basically was establishing a set 6% commission.
No, the
seller was having to pay that.
No, the MLS was providing the form in which the 6% was, or 7% or whatever it was being displayed. The fact, what the DOJ and what the lawsuit is saying, that the 3% or the whatever percentage was paid to the buyer's agent, the person who brought the buyer. The seller didn't know anything about. The seller did know that they were going to pay X percent to the broker. And what the broker did with his money is nobody else's business, really, other than the fact that they did it on that form. And this is what I keep telling. If you go through the Association of Realtors rules, regulations, and code of ethics, so much of it is illegal from a RICO collusion antitrust standpoint. But because they've owned all these judges through donations down through the years, nobody said anything. It's kind of like with the tobacco industry.
Okay, but that's what I was trying to get to was
right.
Where the harm was,
right.
Was because the MLS was, I guess, the middleman in this whole process.
That's it. That's exactly. See, the Realtors Association is like the UAW, is like the AFL-CIO. It is nothing more than a union for licensees. They build themselves as an ethical organization, but at the end of the day, it's just the union shop. And when
but now my next question is though, I believe this is a class action, so therefore this is in effect for pretty much all of the United States, right?
Pretty much everywhere where there's an MLS operating, yeah.
And how far does this go back? 20 years, 30 years?
I don't know. I don't know. I think it's just the act itself they're getting penalized for. But in that area, say the St. Louis, Kansas City area, the Kansas City, Missouri area is where all this is centering at. So, you know, generally, I think the statute of limitations is going to be 3 years on that. I think that's what's happening with the E&O. The E&O is going to cover it on the general liability policy. But what's coming down the pike, the E&O is not going to sit still and pay all these claims, and this is why there's a good chance there won't be any insurance available if they don't make this settlement by June of this year. Kind of like what Trump's deadline is.
That was. I was just trying to make sure I understood.
And see, that's just it. You know, you raise good questions, and the question many people had. I know when I was in federal court, most of these judges just don't understand. They don't understand, and I don't know why. It's just like any other area of the law. It can be learned, and but the terms and stuff, most licensees don't really understand the difference between the realtor association and the real estate commission. They think it's all has the equal weight. The Realtors Association basically is throwing around more weight than they actually have.
Well, I'm going to give you one piece of advice, Mr. Wade.
Yes, sir.
Whenever you are trying to speak truth to power, power will only acquiesce or listen to power. And what I will tell you is this: Democrats are good at one thing. We
have
galvanized our power, and we know who to have on our team when we go up, when we speak truth to power. Now, what you should have did, you should have called Benny Thompson, and Benny would have galvanized and put you in contact with the right people. You may not like him, but that's who you should have been talking to, because I guarantee you,
here's the deal.
He would have helped you resolve your issue.
Here's the deal. Benny is, in fact, the largest, out of all the congressmen, Benny is the biggest supporter of the housing industry. He's the biggest supporter of Realtors Association, bar none.
Yeah, but
let me explain to you. Benny and Tommy Green went to Tougaloo together. They're ace deuce. Tommy was the one who put the nail in my coffin with her. Tommy wasn't even the one the judge was supposed to hear. They kept recusing themselves until it finally came around to her. And then when it got around to her, that's when she decided to put the squash on the case, wouldn't let my motions go forward, wouldn't hear anything. And I showed her all the inconsistency, the fact that Judge Yerger never ruled on anything, that it was his law clerk doing the rulings. I don't care. So Benny was the one, in my estimation, Benny had his finger on this all the time. And see, this is the whole thing with Benny Thompson. Black progress in Mississippi, there could be thousands of people in Mississippi having their homes paid off in total right now, but for Benny Thompson running interference, not allowing people to use those housing programs that Congress made the money available for to rebuild these neighborhoods, all because they wouldn't hold the Benny line, the Democrat line, or they wouldn't bow down and kiss his ring. And all the people who didn't have their housing opportunity dreams realized, and yet we still talking about redlining from the 30s, 40s, and 50s. No, this is what I'm saying over the next year. We're going to point out all these black folks who, but for them, black folks would be further down the road. But these are the main black folks who talk all that black talk.
Well, bro,
I got receipts.
here's what I'll tell you, and this is what I will tell you. There are certain things that Democrats fight for. And when you're talking about the little guy against the powerful, that's what we do. We protect the little guy and the little lady.
Well, quit protecting them. Quit protecting them here in Jackson because it's a hell hole, bro. Stop doing it.
That's what I can understand. I just felt like you may not have had the right people on your team because it sounds like you have
Benny was the ops, okay? He's been the ops from day one, which is fine. Look, the boy peeing stronger than I am in that area. But you know what? This is what I've learned about life. Chances go around. And one thing, and this is what I'm telling Derek Johnson, brother, don't, and this is what I've learned this lesson myself. Don't ever tell somebody they ain't nobody. Don't ever say that. You don't know who you're dealing with. You don't know who's praying for that person. And you don't know who's, whether or not God has their hand over that person. So Derek told me I ain't nobody. I tell you what, we're going to see in due course who I is. But look, I got to take a break, brother. All right, folks, we're back. Hey, here's the deal. Donut Head said, hey, you just jealous of Benny because Benny's somebody. He is somebody. He's somebody who will lie, steal, who watches people sit there and allow opportunities to lie, follow. Okay, we know you're trying to be a top dog, trying to be a boss. But these are, all, folks, think about all the housing, think about how many programs have you heard for the at-risk, marginalized communities, disadvantaged communities. If his district's not one of those, don't you think, but you know what it is? Many of those things require pump primer. In other words, you got to put some water in the well to get the water to pump. And blacks with money ain't doing it. Blacks like Benny won't do it. And then they use the conditions to point to and say, see, this is institutional racism. No, it's not. The institutional racism is in the schools. That's where it's coming from. But black people ain't about that life they talk about. Those folks up there acting a fool up in Memphis. Why? We don't even have a dog in that hunt. Have you noticed black people? Just, I mean, seriously, look at your social media. Look at what comes across your computer. Black folks out there marching and fighting for everybody else's issues but our own. Now, we'll go out and lay a wreath over the foolishness that we do. Monday morning, we got all the City Hall step preachers out there looking pensive with their hands folded in back of them looking crazy, saying the same thing. But if somebody come up with an answer or a solution, oh, those on white Republicans trying to take over our schools, trying to take over, you done messed everything up. So what the black caucus and what these black leaders are telling us, we can't have no better. We have reached the pinnacle of whatever it is we were going to be. I'm saying screw that. I reject that in absolute terms. And yet you got all these coon dogs like Donut Head and Snowball and here's St. John running interference for this foolishness. You got reverends like Walter talking about abortion ain't really a problem. Barbara Mike, I don't support abortion, but you support the party that supports abortion. Okay. See, they act like they ain't no connection. They act like they ain't going to have to turn their palms up. They think it's a game. Well, this is what I would say to y'all, bro. Enjoy your parsonage tax break, bro, and all the perks that come along with it. Because you thought it was a game. You lived the high life. You were the drum major marching out in front of everybody. Now you got to turn your palms up. But don't worry about going to hell because the gas off down there, Negroes didn't pay the bill. All right, we'll be back in 22 hours. See you on the radio.